This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. We have a pandemic. And this pandemic is well known from a long time. We know that it exists. We know that it is within our communities. We know that it has affected the globe worldwide. Yet we find ourselves silent about this problem. We find that this problem is not spoken about in community and society. People are afraid to address the issue. And this is the issue of drugs. This has become a global pandemic. People are addicted to cocaine. People are addicted to heroin. People are addicted to crystal meth. People are addicted to marijuana. People are addicted to what is known as bronco in Zimbabwe. That is a cough syrup that they take in order to intoxicate themselves. And if we look at the problem, it is not a simple one. It is becoming more widespread in community to the extent that children as young as 13 years old, 14 years old, 9 years old are addicted to drugs. Allahu Akbar. Where does it start? It starts at school. When your child is introduced to what is known as a vape or shisha pen, what do? The friend has it, so he says, take a puff. This tastes really nice. It tastes like strawberry. It tastes like grape. It tastes like apple. So the child takes a little bit of that. Imagine what nicotine is doing to the mind of this child at the age of 9 years old. And the worst part of these shisha or vape pens that have become popularized not only amongst the adults but amongst children as well is you cannot smell it. So if a child smokes that and comes home, you don't even know that they've been smoking the shisha or the vape pen. And if you don't believe me, ask the youngsters, interact with them. How often do we take out time to ask our little children at home, what happened at school today? Who was caught doing what? Who was beaten up? Who was taken to the headmaster's office? What happened? How often do we take out time to ask our children about what's going on in their lives? How aware are we of the problem? So it starts at that level. And this child is now addicted to this. At a later stage, or if we look at the older generation, 25, 30, what are they doing? They are unemployed. They don't have jobs. So what do? They go around looking for that which will resolve their problems, which will dissolve their issues. They will be able to forget it for some time. So they take, you know, today in Zimbabwe, crystal meth, which is known as an expensive drug, is actually $5 for an entire packet. An entire packet. You take one of those crystals and 3 days of your life, you don't sleep. You hardly eat. You hardly drink. You behave as though you are possessed. And with continued use, the individual begins to lose brain cells. So their brain becomes defunct. They are unable to think of anything besides that drug that is there. So the mind pursues that. The mind wants that and is only satisfied when it gets that. And I recently read a statistic where they say that 30% of the youth in Zimbabwe are addicted in some way, shape or form. Marijuana is a drug, what they call mbanje or weed. This drug has become so common, it is smoked like cigarettes are smoked. People smoke it like it means nothing. If he's addicted to weed, it's okay, it's one of those things. But it is a gateway drug to cocaine, heroin. In and of itself, the smoking of marijuana will affect your lungs. The West, or some parts of the West, are promoting it as a medicinal drug, even when it's smoked, and this is wrong. This is wrong information. It's destroying your lungs. It's destroying your liver, your kidneys, your function, your organs that basically make you up as a human being are shutting down one by one when you take these drugs. We have this problem in our society, in our community. Not only does it destroy the individual, it destroys the family unit as well. Because now that child or that person who is addicted, whether it is the father, the mother, the son or the daughter, regardless of who it is, if they are addicted, they will begin to cause problems at home. They get anger flaring up within them. At times they beat up family members. There is violence within the home. They begin to steal from the home. They will take jewelry. They will take anything they get their hands on that is valuable in order to get the next hit. So it is destroying the family unit as well. I know an uncle who, when we were growing up, wallahi thumma wallah, I heard this, he actually said, I wish my son died. It's so bad that he's causing so much problem at home. I wish he died. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Do you see the extent of the problem? What would make a father say of his own flesh and blood, I wish he died, it is better for him, it is better for us. Allahu Akbar. Every day, there are people being discovered who have overdosed on drugs. There are people being discovered who have taken drugs to the extent that they've lost their lives. Allahu Akbar. We have a pandemic at hand. Now, the question is, what do we do? What are the solutions? How can we address this? Okay, you've told us the problem. You've explained to us how this is destroying society and community. Get involved in your children's lives. Those who are on their way to getting addicted, those who may get addicted, prevent them first and foremost. Let's stop the problem at grassroots level. Talk to your child, explain to them what drugs do to a human being. Take them to the rehabilitation centers and show them what's happening to the people who are addicted. Show them video clips. Show them the extent of the damage that drugs causes to them. And explain to them that if your friends and your peers are doing it, you don't have to do it. Because that's where it starts. The friend or the friends say that, this shisha pen tastes so nice, just have a drag. And the child says, no, my parents said that's bad for me. And they keep doing it and keep encouraging him until he gives in. And he takes one puff. That one puff, remember, can lead him to his death, his destruction. So talk to your children about it. Discuss with them. Tell them that this will actually destroy you. Secondly, or perhaps I should have mentioned this first, but we always talk about rehabilitating people and we always talk about dealing with the symptoms of drug abuse, but nobody talks about the drug lords. What about those in community who are well known to be dealing drugs to our children? Why can we not talk about them? Why are we so scared to say, this man is dealing methamphetamine, let's get hold of him, let's report him to the authorities. When he walks into a room, he should be so ostracized that people don't reply to his salam, because that man does not want salam for our community. That man doesn't want salam for our country. That man doesn't want salam for our neighborhoods. He wants to destroy the neighborhood. So I'm scared to talk about it. So I won't talk about it. I'll keep quiet. So, and the next man is scared to talk about it. And he keeps quiet. And why? Because they'll send the tax authorities after my business. They'll come after me. And if they can't do anything, ultimately they will kill me. But do you know what we're doing as a whole? We're killing society. We're killing society. Society is coming to an end. In 30 years' time, we will have a society of drug addicts, nothing else. If 30% of the youth in Zimbabwe are addicted to drugs, Allahu Akbar, what does our future look like? You know what these drug lords are after? Lu'a'atan min ad-dunya al-qalil. You know, the drool of this world. That's all. They will not give it to their children. They will beat their children up if they see their children taking drugs. They will not take it themselves. But if they will encourage the rest of society and community to take it. Is it not time that we frowned upon them when they walked in to a room? People did not reply to salam. People did not want to engage in their businesses. People don't want to support them. Why? Because you're a drug dealer and you're well known to be a drug dealer. Perhaps if we are scared to do it, then at least we can begin to talk about it in closed circles. Talk about it to your friends and family. Make them aware of it. Are we waiting for the day that we receive the phone call? Dear father, come to such and such a place. We found your son dead. We found your daughter dead. She overdosed on methamphetamine. She overdosed on cocaine. She overdosed on heroin. Are we waiting for that day when it becomes personal? When now we take on the case? Well, what about the rest of the community's children? They are all our children. They are all our sons and daughters. And they're being affected by these drug lords. We simply don't care because it's not so close to home enough for us to give, to be bothered. It's not my son, so it doesn't matter. Well, it can be your son tomorrow. And in the same manner that you are thinking that it's not my son, and it's not my daughter, and it's not my father, and it's not my sister, and it's not my brother, someone thought that previously, until they were affected, and then they took it on, and they realized that we need to get rid of this. So it's about time that we talk about this. It's about time we spread awareness. Drugs are destroying our nation. Drugs are destroying the entire world out there. And it's simply because people are scared to talk about it. We can't even raise awareness. Because the minute you do, hey, hold on, you'll get in trouble. Well, report them to the authorities. Do what you've got to do. Stand up. Make a stand. In some way, shape, or form, you have to. You have to, because if you don't, I promise you, you will have a society full of drug addicts, full of murderers, full of rapists, because Al-Khamru kullu muskirin khamrun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 1400 years ago that every intoxicant actually covers the mind. It blocks between a human being and his intellect. Khamrun. Khamr is wine. Why is it called khamr? Because al-khamru ma ghatta al-aqla. The khamr, wine, is that which covers the intellect. What is it that distinguishes between you and an animal? Your sophisticated brain. You think. What's sophistication? So when that is covered, you don't think anymore. So what happens? You will end up doing haram. You will end up murdering people, raping others, causing problems in society and community, causing fasad, corruption. So we spoke about, number one, address it as at a grassroots level. Talk to your children. Number two, we spoke about the drug lords and how they are a cancer that should be cut out in society. It's about time that we all stood up and had the guts to say these people should be ostracized from society. Number three, we should actually address the problem with the addicts as well. Help them. Look for innovative ways to support them. And I say this because rehabilitation is there, number one. They could be sent to rehabilitation centers. But these centers oftentimes have become places where drugs are now being circulated as well. So I'm not saying this for all rehabilitation centers, but imagine what happens when you put 1,000 people or 500 people into an institution that were all addicted to drugs before. Do you think they will not find a way to smuggle some drugs in and take them? Do you think they will not find a way to get the hit that they so direly and desperately desire? You know, when they get off drugs, they will shake and they will sweat and they will run around like mad people because they need a hit of that drug. And they are given drugs to calm them down, another form of drug, just to calm them down to a point where we know now you are off the drug and you are clean. But the relapse rate is so high that we've begun to question whether rehabilitation centers are actually benefiting people. If I'm not mistaken, and I may be wrong, it's somewhere between 2 and 5% that actually get off drugs when they go to a rehabilitation center forever. They get off it for some time, they relapse, they go back into it. Why? Because the body is no longer craving it, but the mind remembers. I know what I felt like. I need to feel like that again. There's nothing in this world that makes me feel like that. I've got to feel like that. So there are some studies that show that controlled administration of the drug to the person can help if they are willing themselves to get off that drug. There is a, you know, they ran a test in New Zealand where the drug addicts were now given a center where they would go and they would be administered a small amount of the drug to calm them down. And then less of it and less of it and less of it, and they would be rehabilitated to the point where now you are okay. You can go and integrate back in society. And even after you are back into society, we will be there to support you, to help you. And if we say that yes, but nobody is doing anything on a governmental level, yes, there are initiatives that have been taken. They are not enough. We need to do something as a society. We need to get the wealthy of society together and say, let us help these people in some way or form. Get the doctors together, volunteer your time, and do something about this. If we don't attack this drug problem from all angles, there will come a time where we will all pay for this. We will all pay for this. And one of the best ways, you know, we keep talking about the symptoms, this is a symptom, the person who's addicted is a symptom, the one who's overdosed is a symptom of that drug problem. The head of the monster are the drug lords. Let's expose them. Let's go out there and talk about them. Why are we so scared as a community? Yes, you may have repercussions. Why are we so scared to go out there? Are we that cowardly that we will give up entire community, simply because my business will be affected? I may lose my life. If we all think like that, then we will all lose our lives and our children will all be drug addicts. So the time has come where we need to stand up and we need to talk. And I think I've set the example by standing at this pulpit and having spoken about it, because they say that, well, lead by example. Here I am, leading by example. And I hope and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this as a good deed with Him. Why? Because it's time we no longer fear anybody. We stand up and we talk and we say what needs to be said. Allah is in control. Allah will protect me. Allah will protect us. That is the attitude that we need as Muslims. We can get rid of this problem. We can deal with it. But let's deal with it. Together we stand and divided we fall. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to stand up to fight against this pandemic, the pandemic of drugs. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.